We'll now move on to really what I'd like to do is call to order the meeting of the members of the Corporation of the DRI Research Parks. And I'll move to agenda item number one, which is public comment. For this agenda item, is there any public comment at GBC?
There is none.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. I don't see any public comment here in Las Vegas. SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
None at this time, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. We'll move on to the annual report, and I'd like to call on President Acharya to introduce the presenter.
Thank you, Chair. Kamut Acharya, President of DRI. I'd like to invite DRI's Assistant Vice President, Peter Ross of Campus Planning and Facilities, to present the report. Thank you.
Thank you, President Acharya. Good morning. Okay. For the record, my name is Peter Ross, here today as past president and trustee of DRI Research Parks Limited. Thank you for the opportunity to provide this report to you. First, I'm pleased to report our slate of officers. Ms. Tina Iftiger, former Chief Air Service Development Officer, Reno Tahoe Airport Authority, now retired, and Ms. Lindsay Sessions, DRI's Chief Financial Officer and Controller, were each reappointed to two new year terms as Chair of the Board of Trustees and Secretary Treasurer of the Trustees or the Research Parks Limited, respectively. The Board of Trustees appointed Dr. Vic Tremesian, DRI's VP for Research, to a two-year term as president. Next, for your review and approval, we have before you our normal and routine independent audit and report financial statement. There are no significant financial changes from last year. And as reported last year, we continue to receive payment from Dermody DRP Limited for options to lease portion of the research park. These options were awarded through an RFP process that concluded in 2023. We also include a complete payee list for the year and an auditor's letter. We continue with an active and engaged Board of Trustees with two nominees to present to you for reappointment to three-year terms, Ms. Tina Iftiger and Mr. Jeff Pickett, Executive Vice President for Dupree Group, an innovation and design company. Concerning development of the research park, Dermody DRP LLC, who also leased a 2.75-acre parcel as part of the aforementioned RFP process, delayed construction of a new facility within the research park this year to allow redesign of the facility to provide better suit potential tenants' needs. Once completed, we expect this facility will be home to companies new to Northern Nevada and who will, through research partnerships and other capacities, partner with DRI and our other sister NCHI institutions. We will continue to report to you as progress is made towards the construction of this new building on the leased site. This concludes my report. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. And again, we want to acknowledge you, all members of the foundation, for the amount of work that you do. We recognize this as a volunteer position, and it takes a significant amount of time to get things moving for the institution. I'd like to ask if there's any regents who have questions specific to the annual report. I don't see any, and so I'll ask for a motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Susan Breaker.
And who would like to second that?
Regent Del Carlo, second. Regent Del Carlo.
So we have a motion to approve by Regent Breaker for the annual report for the DRI Research Park, and a second by Regent Del Carlo. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number three, and I'll ask President Acharya to speak about the agenda item number three and the officers.
Thank you, Chair Brooks. Kamut Acharya, President of DRI. The DRI Resource Parks Limited has selected the following individuals to serve two-year terms as the officers of the foundation. Tina Iftiger, Chair, Dr. Vic Etemijian, President, and Lindsay Sessions, Secretary Treasurer. Over to you, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, President Acharya. We'll move now to agenda item number four, which are the consent items. We'll take these together. Is there a motion to approve consent items?
Motion to approve by Regent Brown.
And just like before, we'll need a second.
Regent Batista.
Thank you.
Second.
So we have a motion to approve the consent items by Regent Brown, seconded by Regent Batista. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye. Aye.
Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number five, new business. Is there any new business? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item number 6. This is public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
None at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. I don't see any public comment here in Las Vegas SES. Is there any public comment on the phone?
None at this time.
Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.